In boys basketball last night, Moundsview defeated New Richmond 62-54. In girls hoops, Boyceville over Lake Holcomb 55-16. On the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard tonight on the basketball schedule in the Darylin Conference, Osseo Fairchild is at Elma Pep, and that game being held at Elma High School. Blair Taylor at Melrose Mindoro, Whitehall hosting Elma Center Lincoln. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference for tonight, along with the Durand Arkansas Plum City Elmwood game, Colfax is at Spring Valley, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser hosting Boyceville, Mondovi is at Glenwood City. Middle Border Conference Boys Hoops, Somerset at Baldwin Woodville, Ellsworth hosting Amory, St. Croix Central is at Prescott. Girls basketball tonight in the Darylin Conference, Elma Center Lincoln at Whitehall, Blair Taylor hosting Melrose Mindoro, Elma Pepin at Osseo Fairchild. And in the Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight, Mondovi at Gale Electric Trempealeau, Glenwood City at New Auburn, Durand Arkansas girls are hosting St. Croix Central. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Bloomer at Altoona, Amory hosting Osceola, Eau Claire North at Somerset, Baldwin Woodville is at River Falls. That's what's happening around the area in high school sports. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther preview, well, we're going to talk with the Durand Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the game against Elk Mound and tonight's game against Plum City Elmwood. We'll have more with Justin Radetzky coming up here on the Advent Health Panther preview. Brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com as we get ready for tonight's Durand Arkansas Elmwood Plum City boys basketball game. Joining us right now is Durand Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. And coach, well, first let's talk about the first game of the Dunn-St. Croix Conference season against Elk Mound. Tell us a little bit about that game.
Well, kind of knew what we were getting into. We knew they were going to be a pretty solid team, and we know we'd be, you know, physical, big, and we knew we could match up right with them, and it was kind of that kind of game all the way through. It was back and forth and a good battle. Looking forward to playing them again. You know, we had a few more turnovers than we wanted to have, and you know, a few little things here and there, but really both teams just played well, played hard, and they got us on it. You'd be surprised, you weren't there. I don't normally call too many timeouts, and I called one too many,
It
kind of cost us towards the end. So I apologize to the guys on that, but we all make mistakes, and that was a big one for me. But no, otherwise, you know, the guys are still heads up and ready to go, and know that it's there's a long season ahead of us that we just got to keep chipping away and getting better, and it's kind of a journey throughout the season to see where we can be at the end.
It's still the beginning of the season. Players make mistakes, and so do coaches.
Yep, and it just costs us a little bit there, and you know, you lose a little sleep here and there, but that's okay.
Well, tonight taking on Elmwood Plum City. Now, they're coming off a game against Mondovi where they were down by, I think, 12 or 13 at half, and they stormed back in the second half to win that game. Lucas Klaus seems like he is definitely the real deal here for the Wolves.
Yeah, and he has been for quite a while. You know, we know he's getting close to 1,000 points here, probably get it in the next few games. And, he's a kid that you can't leave him open. He likes to get out in transition. Guys like to try and find him everywhere. So he's really a guy we got to load up on. It's not just going to be one guy that can do it. But knowing that one guy knows that if he's playing all over him, he's got help behind him, and that'll be big for us tonight.
Now, is there a concern, though, you focus too much on him? Well, then there's other people going, hey, not a problem, man. I'll take over.
Yeah, there's always those guys that'll step up then. And if we, you know, focus too much on them, that they'll get loose or they'll get those extra rebound putbacks and all those kind of things. So we still got to maintain and play solid defense, but we just got to know we've got to take an extra step or two towards Glaus to help out.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky this evening. So when you had a chance to kind of review that, the film of that game against Mondovi, what happened in the second half? How did they shut the Buffaloes down defensively?
Well, I thought more they got out when they did get stops. They got out in transition a lot, and were able to get a few quick buckets on them there. A couple guys stepped up, hit a couple threes for them. Glaus got to the free throw line quite a bit then in the second half. It wasn't like it was, an 80-90 type of game. It was just they made a little run there to get back into it and then take the lead from them. And I thought Mondovi maybe shot a little fast in the second half, where they had a decent lead, and they shot a little quick, where that gave EPC a few more opportunities.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. So what do they like to do defensively? Are they more of a man team or zone?
I saw a little bit of both against Mondovi. It'll be interesting what they do to us tonight. Our size, I think, would be a big impact, just that we're a lot bigger with Dane and those guys inside. But they did play a little bit of zone, so we'll see if they do any of that to us tonight. Otherwise, I saw a lot of man-to-man.
And so for tonight, what are you looking for from the boys, at least to start off this game, especially after that loss against Elk Mound?
I want to see us get it inside a lot more, since we do have that advantage. If we are getting some looks from the outside, I just hope we get a paint touch before we're just jacking up a three here or there. And then I want to put some pressure on them in the full court, get them out of control a little bit, use our depth a little bit more to our advantage.
Going to be a fun game tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, sounds good.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way. We have starting lineups and tip-off. It's Durand, Arkansas at Elmwood Plum City in boys high school basketball next here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
I'm Chip Flory from AgriTalk. Your home for the latest news and information affecting agriculture is Real Country 1430 WRDN. Your home for the latest news and information affecting agriculture is Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Yeah.
And once again, good evening from Plum City High School, where we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas, and Elmwood Plum City boys basketball game. A special welcome to the men and women serving in the military and listening to our audio stream at realcountry1430.com. We like to say thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Also, a special welcome to those of you watching our audio or watching our video stream on our website at realcountry1430.com. And our video streaming service being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And a special welcome as well to all those of you watching on the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel. For the Durand, Arkansas Panthers, 2-1 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Coming out, number 3, Parker Elmstead. Number 4, Ethan Mack. Number 12, Luke Weber. Number 24, Max Anderson. And number 25, Dane Bates. Panthers in their purple uniforms with, or the black uniforms with the purple numerals. They will be going from left to right tonight. For the Elmwood Plum City Wolves, 2-1 overall, 1-0 in the Dunn St. Croix. Coming out, number 1, sophomore Brewer Link. Number 5, senior Lucas Klaus. Number 10, senior Dylan Zeilinger. Number 13, senior Sean Segany. And number 21, sophomore Logan Off. That's Sean Segany, okay? Sean Segany. All right. And the Wolves in their white uniforms with the black numerals. The Wolves will be going from right to left. The Panthers left to right here in this first half. Throughout the evening, we will be thanking our high school sports sponsors, including 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit wwt.coop. Also, the Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail for daily specials, including that Friday fish fry. O'Galley Cheese Factory. O'Galley Cheese Factory has cheese and meat trays for your holiday get-togethers. O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. All right, we're ready to go at center court. And it's going to be controlled by the Wolves. We are underway as off now. Hands it back over to Klaus. Klaus now on the wing. Gets it inside to Logan Auth. Auth on the right to part of the lane, though, kicks it back out to Klaus. Klaus comes to the top of the key now, passes it off to Segany. Also, now around the horn we go to Auth. Auth now passes it off to Link. Link on the right wing comes to the top of the key now to Segany. Segany now passes it to Klaus. Klaus, three ball on the way! Lucas Klaus with three. And the Wolves lead 3-0. Across the timeline comes Olmstead. Olmstead now, directing traffic now over to Weber. Weber on the right wing. Now to Bates, top of the key. Inside now to Anderson. Anderson in the lane, puts up a tough shot. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Klaus. And Klaus now back the other way. He stops on the right wing now, kicks it out to the top of the key. Round the horn we go. Now over to the left wing. Zeilinger, bounce pass, intercepted. Bates. Bates' pass, intercepted back the other way. And off that intercepted it. They get it back over to Klaus. We'll try that again for the Wolves. Leading 3-0. Klaus now inside to pass to Segany. He puts it up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Back the other way quickly. Comes the other way. Putting up the shot is Mack. Mack gets hacked. He'll go to the line. Foul will be on number 10, and that's going to be on Zeilinger. So going to the line for two is Ethan Mack. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Free throw on the way. Shot no good. Also the cell block Cell Block. Well, to welcome the new owners of the Cell Block, but a lot of things are staying exactly the same. Visit the Cell Block for that Friday fish fry with the soup and salad bar as well at the Cell Block downtown Durand. Both free throws no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates gets it back out to Umstead. We'll try it again. Umstead now over to Anderson. Anderson on the right wing. Inside to Bates. Ooh, nice play by Glausy. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Panther ball, but Glaus breaks up that offensive play. And so inbounding it now will be Weber. Weber now inside to pass to Anderson. Lays it up and in. So Max Anderson with the lay-in. And over to Auth now. Auth back to Glaus. Full court Panther press. Wolves lead 3-2. Pass inside now to Sagnini. Sagnini now has to kick it back out, though, to Glaus. Glaus, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead quickly back the other way. Now to Weber. Weber drives the lane. Puts up a tough shot. Count it, and the foul. Weber to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Foul will be on Sagani, and so going to the line for the three-point play is Weber. Thank you to Durand Improvement Group. Many hands make light work. Find out how you can help out with community events. Visit the Durand Improvement Group's website for more information. Free throw was good by Weber, and the Panthers lead 5-3. And across the timeline is Link. Link's pass nearly intercepted. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's awful, Link, as Ethan Mack kind of messed that up for the Wolves. So it's back to the Panthers. And inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead will come across the timeline. Olmstead now over to Weber. Weber now, top of the key to Anderson. Anderson puts up the alley-oop, but it ended up almost being a shot. Oh, and it's off of Glaus's foot. We'll try that again. It'll be Panther ball. On the far side, 15:26 remaining here in the first half. 5-3 Panthers. So Anderson to inbound it on the far side. We're here at Plum City, we're up close and personal in the gym. As over to Mack now. Mack on the right wing to Anderson. Top of the key inside to Bates. Bates, turnaround shot, up and in. Bates right in the lane, right underneath the hoop. Easy shot for him, inbounded to Link. Here comes the full court press, the trap now. Glaus leads Link on, but throws it out of bounds. Led him too far, and it goes back to the Panthers. And so inbounding on the far side is Anderson. Panthers lead 7-3. And so now across the timeline comes Olmstead. Olmstead now tries to drive inside. Can't do it now. Off to Mack. Mack on the right wing. Mack now comes over to the top of the key. Back to Anderson. Anderson's pass kicked by Glaus. Hey, that's a legitimate defensive play. You can't knock it down. Kick it out of bounds. You bet. Stops everything. All right, we'll try that again now. Olmstead to inbound it to our right. Olmstead's pass is knocked down by Glaus, but Anderson comes up with a loose ball. Now Glaus comes up with it. Now they're going to say, okay, I guess they're going to call it a jump, and so it'll be Panther ball on the possession arrow. Okay, so Olmstead to inbound it. Inbounds it to Mack. Mack's shot partially blocked. And coming up with a loose ball is off. Off across the timeline now for the Wolves. Panthers lead 7-3. 14:33 remaining in the half. Now to Glaus. Glaus back over to Auth. Auth now to Zeilinger. Zeilinger top of the key now to Sagney. Sagney now will kick it back out to Link. Link now over to Auth. Auth to Glaus. Glaus now to Sagney. Sagney top of the key to the right wing now to Zeilinger. He'll have to come back out to the top of the key. They stay on the outside as Auth now has it. Auth has to pass it off to Link. Whistle foul. And I think we have a trip. Yep. The offensive foul on Auth. Okay. So it's Panther ball. And coming in now is Weisenbeck as Anderson takes a seat. So now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 7-3. Olmstead, top of the key, three ball on the way. Shot rims out, no good. Bates with the rebound, overlays it, no good. And it's going to be a loose ball and out of bounds. It'll stay a Panther ball. I think Gloss was trying to dive for it, and he just slid right out of bounds. Beekle comes in. That would be Timothy Beekle comes in. I think number 15 as well, Landon McDonough comes in. All right, so inbounded to Bates. Bates, top of the key, now to Olmstead. Olmstead, he's going to try to work off the screen. Can't do it. Now back inside to Bates. Bates in the lane, dishes it off to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck puts it down on the floor, and he lost it. And so the Wolves come up with it, and now Glaus across the timeline for the Wolves. Glaus now over to the right wing now. Kicks it back out to the outside. I think that's off. Off now to Sagany. Sagany now to McDonough. McDonough now will pass it off to Auth. Auth top of the key. Back to Glaus. Glaus right wing. Works off the screen. Steps up. 15-footer. Shot no good. Tip, tip, tip. Coming up with it is Bates. Bates to Weber. Quickly back the other way come the Panthers. He loses it. And now here come the Wolves to Glaus. Oh, it's knocked down by Olmstead to Bates. Back over to Mack. Mack to Weber. Cross court to Olmstead. Right wing. Three ball. Parker Olmstead with the three. Timeout. Elmwood Plum City with 12:42 remaining in the first half. 10-3 Wolves, and or 10-3 Panthers, rather. Thank you to the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent, serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Ryan's Sports Shop, ice fishing is here. Just be careful on the ice, and Ryan's Sports Shop has all of your ice fishing needs downtown Durand. Also, Durand Napa. Farmers visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts you need to keep your equipment running on the farm. That's at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, is Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. So it's Wolves ball. Inbounded now to Auth. Auth back to Glaus. Glaus on the far side. Panthers lead 10-3. 12:34 remaining in the half. To Sagany. Sagany now to Auth. Auth top of the key. Looking for a cutter inside. No one there. Sagany now will try to drive in from the left wing. Hands it off to Glaus. Glaus driving left baseline or left part of the lane. He gets fouled. I think he'll be going to the line. Yep. Foul will be on Weisenbeck. So to the line for two is Glaus. Thank you to Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Bauer Plumbing and Septic, they offer plumbing and septic services for new construction or for that home repair as well. Call Chris at 672-8224. That's Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service. Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. It's a Riverside Grill for all the different daily specials. And don't forget about that Friday fish fry as well. Second free throw, no good. That's Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. So 10-4, Panthers. And a ball stolen, and coming back the other way now come the Wolves. Wolves, oh, nice pass from Glaus. Glaus to Auth. Auth up and in. 10-6 now, Panthers. And Olmstead across the timeline now at the top of the key to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now on the wing, on the left wing now, passes it off to Wittig. Wittig to Auth. Or to Olmstead, rather. Olmstead now back to Bates. Bates on the left wing to Weisenbeck at the top of the key. Weisenbeck now down to Breidung. Breidung, bounce pass over to Olmstead. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, 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 and the Wolves come up with it. That's Beekle with the rebound. To McDonough, now over to Glaus. Glaus, three ball on the way, a long three, shot no good. And loose ball, and what a steal. Nice play by McDonough, and he'll get it, kick it back up to the outside. Three ball on the way, shot no good. This time rebounded by Wittig. Wittig to Olmstead. Panthers lead 10-6. And across the timeline now over to Breidung. Breidung back to Wittig to Bates. Bates top of the key. Bates now over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck right wing. Now to Breidung. Breidung, he'll drive into the lane. Nearly lost the ball, and but he throws it away. He was kind of falling out of bounds. He had the ball knocked away. He got it back as he was driving the lane, but he was going to fall out of bounds. He was just trying to save it. So it'll stay Wolves' ball. And Gloucester inbound it on the far side. He inbounds it to McDonough. And across the timeline to Saguenay. Saguenay out into the lane. Puts up a circus shot up and in. Whoa! 10-8 now, Panthers. 10:30 remaining. And across the timeline now. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck, top of the key. He'll drive inside. Can't do it. Kicks it back out to the wing. Now to Olmstead at the top of the key. Works off the screen from Bates. And a pass is knocked out of bounds by number 21, Logan Off. It'll stay Panther ball. Weisenbeck to inbound it on the far side. And so Weisenbeck looking, and he gets it over to Bates. Bates now over to Breidung. Breidung on the left wing. Cross-court pass to the right wing to Olmstead. Drives in, hot skip, no shot, foul before the shot. Foul will be on number five, and that's on Glaus. And so now, inbounding it will be Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck looking, and all the way out to Olmstead. Olmstead now squares up. Oh, my word, a long three. Shot no good. Loose ball, and coming up with it is the Wolves. Saguenay across the timeline for the Wolves. Panthers lead 10-8. 9:55 remaining. Yeah, almost traveled was Beekle, but he managed to hang on and get the pass off. Glaus now at center. Whistle. Offensive foul. So it'll be on Saguenay, and so it'll go back to the Panthers. And coming in now, Luke Weber comes back in for the Panthers. Also, Ethan Mack is back in as well. Bates takes a seat, and Olmstead takes a seat, along with Wittig. All right. And so now Breidung. Breidung over to Mack. Mack, top of the key. Mack now to Weber. Weber left wing, now inside to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck stops, puts up a tough shot under, lays it, no good. Loose ball. Mack comes up with it at the free throw line. Now Anderson inside to Weisenbeck, kicks it into the corner. Breidung, three ball on the way. Brett Breidung with the three. Bomb back the other way. And a three coming up, and their shot no good. Rebounded by the Wolves. Shot no good, shot no good. Loose ball. The Wolves come up with it again. This time no pass, intercepted by Anderson. Anderson to Weber. Weber now on the left wing. To Mack. Mack on the right wing. Tries to drive inside. Spin move into the lane. Puts up the shot. Counted in the foul. Foul will be on number 10, and that's going to be on Zeilinger. And so going to the line to complete the three-point play will be Mack. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorial. Shot no good. And so back the other way now comes the Wolves. And Glaus now onto the left wing. Tries to get around Mack. Can't do it. Has to kick it back out to the top of the key to Off. Off now looking back for Glaus. Glaus left wing. Glaus directing traffic. Now tries to drive inside. Loses the ball. And manages to regain control into the lane. Puts up the shot. Good. Wow. And quickly back the other way comes Mack. 15-10 Panthers. 8:12 remaining. And driving in is Weber. Weber puts up the shot up and in. Weber has five so far, and Glaus now will bring it up across the timeline. 8 minutes remaining, 17-10 Panthers. And across the timeline is Glaus. Glaus, top of the key. Three ball, long one. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber quickly back the other way. Dishes it back off to Breidung, left wing. He'll drive in. Now across court pass to Weisenbeck. Three ball from the right corner. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Wolves. Coming up with the rebound was McDonough. And now back to Glaus. Glaus to McDonough across the timeline for the Wolves. Three ball from the right wing. Shot no good. And coming up with a loose ball is Link. Kicks it back out. Klaus drives the lane. Shot put up. No good. Whistle it a foul. Foul will be on Anderson. And so going to the line for two is Klaus. Thank you to Alcivia Co-op. Your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op. Durant, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, where electronic banking is easy. Also, Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com for more information. And next free throw on the way. First one, no good. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Weber. Weber drives in from the left wing. Over, lays it. Anderson puts up a shot. Under, lays it. Rebounded by the Wolves. Back the other way comes Link. Puts up a high shot. No good. Rebounded by Olmstead. Here we go. Splits the defenders. Lays it up and in. Parker Olmstead. Everybody's going back and forth. It's hard for the radio guy to keep up. 19-10 now. Over to Glaus. Glaus across the timeline. At the top of the key. Panthers lead 19-10. 6:46 remaining. McDonough now inside to Saguenay. Saguenay now in the lane. Has to kick it back out to the top of the key. Round the horn we go. Over to Beakle. Beakle on the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Whistle foul. Foul be on number three. That's going to be on Olmstead. All right. And Bates coming in now for Weisenbeck. And Auth comes in now for McDonough. All right. And Glaus to inbound it to our left. And it inbounds it to Auth. Auth on the right wing. Top of the key now. Head fake as Beakle tries to kick drive inside. Can't do it. Has to kick it back to the outside to Auth. Off to Glaus. Glaus works off the screen. 15-footer from the right wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber quickly back the other way now over to Mack. Mack left wing. Three ball! Ethan Mack with a three. Whistle. And ball knocked out of bounds. Or is there? Yep. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inbounds. And so Glaus will try it again. And it inbounds it now to Auth. Auth gets around Bates, but he stopped. Oh, wow. Now he has to get it to Glaus. Glaus now will rush and get across the timeline. Into the right corner. Bounce pass now over to Auth. Auth top of the key now to Link. Link now was looking for Glaus. He's not open, so has to get it over to Saguenay. Saguenay on the left wing to the top of the key now. Bounce pass to Glaus driving in. Glaus puts up a shot in the lane. Blocked by Bates. Olmstead with the rebound, puts up the shot, and oh, it rims out, no good. And back the other way come the Wolves. Here comes the bomb to Saguenay. Saguenay now, though, can't put up the shot. Pass knocked out of bounds by Ethan Mack. It'll stay Wolves ball, 22-10. Panthers, 5:31 remaining here in the first half. And Link to inbound it on the far side. Inbounds it to Glaus. And so Glaus now will bring it back across the timeline. Saguenay at the free throw line, tries to drive into the lane, can't do it. Ball is knocked down. I think that might have been Olmstead knocking that pass down. And so now inbounded to Auth. Coming up, our SFB Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. That's on the way. And to Auth now. Off top of the key, nearly intercepted. Here comes a long two, and that is Timothy Beakle with the two to make it 22-12. Weber quickly back the other way. Right wing, three ball, rims out, no good. Bates knocks it down. He can't hang on to it, but Anderson gets it. Anderson back to Bates. Bates up and in. And so inbounded to Klaus, 24-12 Panthers. 4:45 remaining in the half. Quickly back the other way comes Glaus across the timeline now. Saguenay now to Glaus. Glaus back at center. Glaus redirects traffic, and so let's try this play instead. Glaus tries to work off the screen. He's down to the left baseline. Passes it underneath. Shot put up and counted, and the foul. Link will go to the line for the three-point play. Foul will be on Mack. And thank you to Sundstrom and Company, your local tax experts. Call them now for tax planning, 672-4425 to schedule your appointment. Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran Mondovi is now open. Visit their website for more information. And so second free throw was no good. So back the other way now. And Mack dishes it off to Bates. Bates up and in. And so back the other way. Ball stolen by Olmstead. Olmstead off after the steal. Up and in. Count it. And timeouts. Plum City Elmwood. 28-14. Panthers lead. 4:02 remaining. Thank you to Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance. The answer for clean, cost-effective propane for your home energy needs. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand. Visit their website at primerealitymidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center with complete auto service, downtown Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Also, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies, and Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more. Visit provisions.health. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDM. Without their help, we wouldn't be able to bring you tonight's game. So please thank them for their support. Okay, 4:02 remaining in the half. Panthers lead 28-14. Well, both these teams sure love the transition and sure love to run. All right, so Glaus to inbound it to our right. He'll inbound it to Sagany, back to Glaus. Full court Panther press, but back across the timeline to Link. Link now over to Glaus. Glaus at center. So let's redirect the traffic here. And Glaus now over to Sagany on the right wing. Back to off. Bounce pass to Glaus. Uh-oh, loose ball. And it'll be Panther ball. McDonough coming in now for Beagle. And Anderson to inbound it just to our right. Anderson over to Mack. Mack now comes down to the top of the key, works off the screen. Inside to Bates. Bates, though, kicks it back out. Round the horn we go. Mack, left wing, three ball, shot off the back of the rim. No good. Glaus with the rebound. Glaus will let everybody go by and come across the timeline now over to the left wing. That is off. Back over to the top of the key to Link. Link now to McDonough on the left wing. To Sagany. Sagany, top of the key. He'll drive into the lane. Kicks it back out and nearly lost it, but they regain control. Link now back to off. Off to Glaus. Glaus drives into the lane. Splits two defenders. Shot no good. He tips it back up. Whistle foul. Count it. Foul will be on Bates. Nope, check that Anderson, number 24. So going to the line for the three-point play is Glaus. Thank you to Jerry Bear and Sons with dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. All right, so Glaus with the three-point play attempt here. Free throw on the way is rims out, no good. So 28-16 Panthers, 2:51 remaining in the half. To Weber. Weber now to Olmstead. Olmstead will pass it off to Mack on the right wing. Mack inside to Bates. Bates under, lays it, gets his own rebound, tries again, up and in. So 30-16 Panthers. Glaus quickly back the other way. Bounce pass to Sagany. Sagany right wing. Nearly lost control of the ball. Kicks it back out to Glaus. Long three ball. Shot no good. Tip, tip, tip. Bates tips it, but Sagany tries to come up with it, but he falls out of bounds. Great move by Sagany to crash the glass. All right, so Weisenbeck now to inbound it. Inbounds it to Olmstead. Again, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show coming up. News update, sports update as well. Try and get some scores on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Over to Olmstead now on the right wing. Alley-oop inside to Bates. Bates off the glass, up and in. So inbounded to Glaus, 32-16 now. Panthers, full court Panther press. And they get across the timeline anyway, the Wolves do. Back to Auth. Auth, top of the key, inside pass now to Link. Link, shot no good. I think it was blocked. And coming back the other way is Weber. And he lays it up and in. Boy, he was kind of getting out of control, but he was managed to get the shot up and in. 34-16. Cross the court pass to McDonough. He'll get across the timeline on the far side to Link. Link now. Back to Auth. To Glaus. Glaus, long three, shot no good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber's pass tipped, but he comes up with it anyway. Bounce pass inside to Mack. Mack puts it up, and it goes in. 36-16 now. Here comes the bomb. Link. Link, or check that over to McDonough. Now Sagany. Sagany now can't get the shot away, and so he's got to get it back over to Auth. And now Link, three ball on the way. Shot no good from the top of the key. Bomb to Bates, knocked out of bounds by Auth. It'll stay Panther ball. Coming in for the Wolves now, number four. That's going to be Timothy Beekle as the Link takes a seat. So Weisenbeck to inbound it to our right. Weisenbeck looking. Inside pass to Bates. Bates up and in. Well, Bates has 12 this half. Inbounded to Glaus. 49 seconds remaining. Again, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Long way down to Beekle. Back to Glaus. He tries to drive in. Turnaround fadeaway jumper. Oh, wow! And Olmstead now will get across the timeline with 30 seconds remaining. Over to Weber. Spin move into the lane. Puts up the shot. Up and in. Wow, another one. And quickly back the other way is Glaus. Glaus, stop. Free throw line. Shot. Good. 12 seconds left. 40-20 Panthers. Across the timeline is Olmstead. I think coach is like, okay, guys, slow down just a little bit. Olmstead drives into the lane, puts up the shot, up and in. And that ends the half. Wow, that lasts like 40 seconds. Back and forth we go. 42-20, Panthers lead. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine's security services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
At the Pentagon, Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder said there was no early warning from Kyiv.
We were not aware of this operation in advance. We do not support or enable those kinds of activities.
No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl killed herself after killing two others. A judge in Helena, Montana temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. This is ABC News.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
Curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Bucks are back at it tonight, facing Oklahoma City in the Emirates Cup Championship game in Las Vegas. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Thunder 20-5, one of the top teams in the league. The Bucks, after a slow start, have come on strong. They enter with a 14-11 record. Tip time is set for 7:30 on ABC tonight. More rest time for the Packers this week. They will not practice again until Thursday, when they begin preparations for their Monday night matchup against the New Orleans Saints at Lambeau Field. Packers are only playing for wild card seeding now. Minnesota's win last night over Chicago eliminated the Packers from the NFC North title picture. Marquette returns to action tomorrow night, hosting Butler in Big East basketball action. The Badgers are off until Sunday when they host Detroit in non-conference play at the Kohl Center. The Badgers fell out of the top 25 polls yesterday. And the Green Bay Phoenix also back in action tomorrow night. They'll play host to Michigan Tech in Green Bay. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Larson on favorite 2024 victory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
The Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The green flag flies on the 2025 NASCAR season with the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium February 2nd.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Catch all the action on the voice of NASCAR for over 55 years, the Motor Racing Network. 2024 was a standout year for Kyle Larson in the NASCAR Cup Series. The Hendrick Motorsports Phenom won 6 races, made the playoffs, but just missed out on inclusion in the Championship Four. The 2021 series titleist looked back on the season, acknowledging what he considers the pinnacle of his accomplishments.
If I had to pick one of the six that stood out, I would say the Brickyard. Another crown jewel added to the resume. I think with running the Indy 500 this year and then coming back and winning there in the stock car was something very special and something I'm very proud of. Yeah, getting to kiss the bricks for the first time is something I'll never forget.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Plum City High School. We're at halftime, 42-20. Durand, Arkansas, leading on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store at Durand, Arkansas High School. St. Croix Central leading Durand, Arkansas, 22-13. There's 6:43 left in the first half. That's what we had from there. Some other games tonight. We have Glenwood City hosting New Richmond in girls' hoops and boys' hoops. Glenwood City is at Mondovi. Amory is at Ellsworth in boys' hoops. And also Somerset at Baldwin Woodville, that in boys' varsity basketball as well. Again, here our halftime score, 42-20. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard online at our website at realcountry1430.com. We have second half action coming up. It's Durand Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Plum City High School as we are ready to go here for the second half, with the Panthers leading 42-20. This second half, Panthers will be going from right to left. And the Wolves left to right. And the Wolves will get the ball to start. So here we go. We're underway. Inbounded to Glaus. Glaus now across the timeline. Over to Sagany. Sagany right wing. Back to Glaus, top of the key. Glaus now passes it to Link. Link bounce pass inside. Now they go the high-low and over to Sagany. Sagany has to retreat back out, though, to Auth. Auth looking for Glaus inside. Cross-court pass to Zeilinger. Zeilinger to Auth. Or to Glaus, rather. Glaus now, long three ball. Shot no good. Goes up back behind the backboard. It'll be Panther ball. So, inbounded to Olmstead. Again, Panthers lead 42-20. And Olmstead now across the timeline. Back to Bates. Bates now over to Anderson. Anderson to Olmstead, right wing, thought about the three. Pass inside and knocked away by Glaus. He goes back the other way, and he puts the ball down on his foot. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. So inbounded now to Mack. Back to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Anderson. Round the horn we go. And Olmstead, three ball from the right wing. Shot no good. Whistle, and it'll be off of Anderson. Oh, now they're going to talk about it. All right, well, then the refs say, no, no, that's all right, all right. So it'll be Wolves ball. Glaus to inbound it. Inbounds it to Auth. Back to Glaus, nearly intercepted. Glaus, though, comes back up with it. Quickly back the other way to the free throw line. Stop, shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber now back the other way. He comes down to the left wing. Cross-court pass to Mack. Mack right wing. He'll drive in, puts up a tough shot, overlays it, no good, and rebounded by Auth for the Wolves. Back the other way now. Pass nearly intercepted. Glaus drives the lane, puts up the shot, counted, and the foul. Circus shot by Glaus, and the foul will be on Bates. That'll be his first. Thank you to the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. For pre-planning funeral services, visit chetfit-smithfuneralhome.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service at Bauer Built. Take care of your automotive needs under one roof. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Prospect Street to Durand, and also Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And the free throw, no good. Over to Bates. Bates now to Anderson. Anderson to Weber. Weber, he'll try to drive inside. He'll stop, shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip, 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 tip. Glaus comes up with it. Looking for the bomb. Gets it over to Auth. Auth kicks it back to the outside. Now to Kraliski. Zeilinger. Round the horn we go. Now over to the top of the key to Auth. Auth now will come down to the right wing. Over to Zeilinger. Zeilinger now dishes it back out to Link at center. Now to Seguini. Seguini now gets it over to Glaus. Glaus now to Auth on the left baseline. He's trapped by Bates, so he's got to get it back to Glaus. Glaus, 15-footer, shot no good. Auth with the rebound. Back to Glaus. Drives the lane up and in. 42-24. Panthers. 15-23 remaining. And Olmstead now across the timeline. Olmstead. He'll drive into the lane, splits two defenders, overlays it, no good. Rebounded by the Wolves. Seguini with the rebound. Back to Zeilinger. He'll come across the timeline. Now off to Auth. Auth, three ball on the way, is good. So Auth with the three, 42-27 now, Panthers. And across the timeline is Weber. To Bates. Bates to Anderson. Anderson top of the key. Three ball shot. No good. Rebounded by the Wolves. The Wolves have like, hey, we've seen this movie before. Against Mondovi. Yeah. Glaus now drives in. Kicks it back out into the corner now is Link. He'll drive from the right baseline. Stolen. Stolen by Olmstead. Olmstead splits a couple of defenders. Coast to coast. Up and does not get the shooter's roll. Bates with the rebound up and in. 44-27 now. And over to Zeilinger now. Zeilinger into the left corner to Auth. Auth now looking for anyone. Nope, he's going to come back out to the wing. Now go into the lane. Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Link fakes the three to Seguini. Seguini now passes it back to Auth. Auth, top of the key. Back to Seguini on the right wing. Glaus driving the lane but couldn't get the pass off to him. Staying on the outside, Glaus now from the free throw line. Shot, no good. And Bates, whistle foul. Foul will be on number 13. That's going to be on Seguini, and that'll be his third. Let's see, Weisenbeck coming in now. Also Brighton coming in. Olmstead coming out. We got six players. It's 5-on-6. There we go. Anderson comes out. The backcourt ref was like, hey, hang on a second. I got six. Can't have that. All right. Inbounded to Mack now. Mack over to Brighton. Brighton now to Weber. Weber, top of the key. Drives inside. Splits a couple of defenders. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Auth. Off the back to Zeilinger. He'll come across the timeline for the Wolves. Panthers lead 44-27. 13:26 remaining. Seguini now, top of the key. Back to Auth. Auth back outside as they stay outside. Here comes a long three. Shot no good from the left wing. Bates with the rebound. Over to Mack. Mack on the far side across the timeline. Mack back to Bates. Top of the key to Weber. Weber now tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Now to Mack. Right wing. He'll drive inside. Tries to get it to Bates. Loose ball coming up with it as it was knocked down by Auth. And Zeilinger will bring it across the timeline. And top of the key now is Auth. Over to McDonough, who's back in. To Seguini. Bounce pass now to Auth. Auth, top of the key. Right wing, or left wing, is McDonough. McDonough now into Seguini, trying to drive the lane. Can't do it. As he has Weisenbeck in his face, he stops. He puts up the tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now will bring it across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 44-27. Weisenbeck now on the right wing. He's going to drive inside. Oh, loses the ball. I think he was trying to go around his back and lost control, and that was it. So coming in now for the Panthers, Connor Wittig, as Matt comes out. All right. So to inbound it now is Zeilinger. 12:16 remaining, 44-27. Panthers lead. Listening to Durand, Arkansas boys basketball here on WRDN Durand. Brian Winnikins with you from Plum City High School. Over to Auth now. Auth back to Beakle. Beakle nearly lost it, but regains control to McDonough. McDonough now cross-court pass to